Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877 DOCDALI. So some of you chose a New Year's resolution about 4 or 5 months ago that you were going to lose weight. And here we are coming into May, and weight's back again. So what mistakes did you make? You know, we always talk about we got to lose weight, and this is how you have to lose weight. But do we ever talk about the mistakes, what you did wrong? We don't do that. And many of us, when we fail losing weight, and we fail to keep the weight off, we just think, well, maybe diets don't work for me. Maybe I am the one in a million where doing what I did would help anybody else, but it just doesn't work for me. And it turns out a lot of us are doing the same things wrong, and we just don't talk about it. So one of the first things that people do wrong in diets is they don't drink enough water. I took Weight Watchers as a teenager. I was skinny as a kid, and then I started to get big boobs, and I got nervous about that. And since my family had been heavy, I'm like, I'm going to go with you guys, and I need to learn because I don't want to gain weight, because everyone in my family, all the women in my family got huge. And I'm like, I don't want that to be me. I want to keep my weight down. And the first thing Weight Watchers taught us is we need to be drinking 8 to 10 glasses of water a day. Is the average person trying to lose weight drinking that much water? No. Now, you might drink after your workout, but are you actively drinking water? Now, some people say water makes me hungry. It shouldn't. Water should actually fill you up. In fact, before you eat dinner, you should be drinking a glass of water. Not super fast, but consume that glass of water before you even start your dinner or a meal. And you'll notice you're going to be less full. But the average person doesn't do that. You need to do that. Another thing we do wrong is we decide to go extreme. And we say, you know what? I'm going to completely cut out all bread, all carbs. And you start to lose weight with that. Then you get invited to a wedding, or you go out to eat, or somebody wants to, share some wine with you. And carbs will always come back to you because we do need carbs. You can't be carb-free. And so all that work you did, you know, putting your body through rapid weight loss to lose carbs, when you start reintroducing them, and you have to at some point in your life reintroduce it, now you start getting low blood sugar, we're going to give you dextrose. You're going to get carbs again in your life sometime. You shouldn't overeat carbs. You should limit your carbs. But if you go all negative on the carbs, that's not going to last. Another thing people do is they cut their protein, they cut their fat. And they say, what I'm going to do is I'm going to just go vegetarian. And you think, okay, vegetarians can have the potential to keep their weight down. Cutting meat can help you with your caloric intake. But what I notice many individuals do is then they load up on the carbs because they're hungry. A piece of protein early in the morning is going to last a lot longer than a bowl of cereal. So I would rather you eat an egg white or have an omelet as your breakfast as opposed to frosted mini wheats. Another mistake people make is because they're exercising more, and they think, you know what? I did such a good workout, I could eat a big dinner. Well, it's nice to reward yourself, but don't be shocked if you don't lose weight. In order for you to lose weight, you have to have a deficit. So if you're hiking all day and you're burning a lot of calories and you put 20 to 30,000 steps on your pedometer, that's fantastic. But if you decide to then, you know, pig out at a buffet, don't be shocked if you're not losing weight and not having net calorie loss with that. And another mistake many people make is they just look at the calories and they think all calories are equal. So they're going about the day and they're craving some sugar, and so they grab a Coca-Cola. And they look at the Coca-Cola and they look at the can, and it says 140 calories for one can. And they go, 140 calories is not that bad. Because if I go to this restaurant and I eat this salad, it's going to be 600 calories. So, you know, I'm going to eat, or okay, let's say you find a 200-calorie salad. So I'll be getting less calories if I drink the can of Coca-Cola. So I'm going to do that. Not all calories are the same. A sugary Coca-Cola is not equitable to 200 calories of spinach leaves or lettuce or tomato and cucumber. But people make that mistake. So, and then finally, many of you will just fast. You'll say, you know what, I am just going to just not eat. Well, intermittent fasting works for some, but if you can't keep it up, you're going to gain the weight back. And you're going to mess with your metabolism because your body's going to go, wait a second, okay, we're not eating for 16 hours. So when we do eat, we better store that food up. Food storage could lead to arteriosclerosis, could lead to diabetes in some people. So you really need to be very cautious about how you proceed when it comes to, you know, losing weight. And if something doesn't work, you know, just because people will say, you know, I cut my calories and I exercised, so it just doesn't work for me. And then you come to find out, well, you know, they did sneak some extra sweets on their workout days. They're not working out till they sweat. They barely are sweating when they get off the treadmill. Or they walked the dog and they counted that. We spoke about sex. Counting sex is exercise. That's not enough. You can't do enough of it in a day to count as your 45-minute workout. So these are things you need to think about. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So we got through the midterms, right? We're in 2023, right? We think we're going to get a little bit of a break. And when it comes to politics and elections, the campaigning starts right away. And what we're looking at right now, which might change, is we're looking at another Biden-Trump election. Some of you are groaning. Some of you are like, I can't wait. I'm mixed. I worry about President Biden's health. He's having trouble speaking to reporters in office with his note cards and the shuttling reporters in and out of the rooms and letting them leave and escape. Harder to do that on the trail. Seeing you walk away from reporters and not answering questions, not a good look on the trail. And he struggles. Trump, having his issues with the indictments and all that, which actually I think is making him stronger as his platform is, they keep coming after me. They keep trying to knock me down. They're trying to keep me away. And his base is like, it looks like it, and you keep fighting. So it's going to be very chaotic, very stressful. But one thing about Donald Trump is he's not the typical politician, and some people really, really like that. And so when it comes to debates, he's already changing the rules on those. And apparently he said that he might not participate in the Republican presidential debates because of the moderators and the venues. On his Truth social media site, he said, "I see that everybody is talking about the Republican debates, but nobody got my approval or the approval of the Trump campaign before announcing them. The Republican National Committee has been negotiating with the GOP presidential campaigns and has announced partial plans for two debates, August in Milwaukee, and a later one at the Ronald Reagan Library in Simi Valley, California. Now, no specific dates have been set, but Trump has suggested he might not attend. He says he has a big lead in the polls and questioned why would he want to subject himself to hostile networks with Trump and MAGA-hating anchors. Trump ended his statement by noting that the publisher of the Washington Post newspaper is an officer with the Reagan Library Foundation and followed that with a single word, no." So, you know, this is, this is interesting. If anybody's questioning how things are being done, it's going to come out of his mouth. And he's not the only one questioning how things are done. You know, Democrats are saying, no, you can actually do mail-in ballots. What was designed, a system designed for only a few thousand per precinct, can now be something that is widespread used. And everybody can turn in a mail-in ballot. We'll mail them out. Everybody will get one. If they don't get one, just call us or email and get another one. And so rules are changing. So if rules are changing and rules are bending, if there was ever a time to go against the dogma, is that the word for it, or go against, you know, what was tradition, now's the time to do it. So President Trump, and I remember some of the primaries. Now, I found them fascinating and entertaining. And, you know, early on, people didn't think Trump was going to go that far. And then he just blew the other candidates away during the during the primary debates. Now, he was a little rough on Ron Paul. He was a little rough on some of them, made fun of their looks, etc. Chris Christie was actually possibly going to be a front runner because of Chris Christie's say it like it is. I think he was the one where when Superstorm Sandy was coming to the eastern seaboard in New Jersey, he told everybody, you know, if we're telling you to evacuate, you get the blank out. You know, he was the one that was, and I'm not saying I'm a fan of, I support him, but that was his shtick. That was his, you know, his reputation. And then he's on the debate stage and Trump blows him away. And so the primary debates helped Trump. And people got to listen to Trump because all they knew about Trump was the money, 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 money. What was that show? The Apprentice. You know, they just knew Trump from The Apprentice and a cameo and Home Alone 2 and knowing he had multiple wives and money. Nobody really, you know, necessarily listened to him. And all of a sudden now, or heard him, now they can hear how he thinks. I'm like, well, I think that same way too. So here he is, he's making a statement, why would I put myself up there and have these moderators insult me and go after me? And he doesn't have to do that. He's already leading in the polls. He's got a good point. Does he need to subject himself to that? Now, it's tradition that you go up there and it gives the audience and voters a chance to know what you think and know how you would do something and how you would approach it and how would you do it better than somebody else. But Trump has already been announcing that. He's already been telling people, and those who want to hear it know how to get to him on Truth Social. Which, by the way, was an amazing feat. He got canceled by Twitter, by Facebook, and he built his own social media to be able to get his unfiltered statements out. You might not like the statements. Some people might not like those statements, but, you know, wow. That's, you know, if he doesn't want to go on a debate stage, I don't know if that's going to hurt him much. Now, if DeSantis runs, and people keep saying DeSantis, Trump might have to be a little bit more vocal. The media can very easily not talk about Trump, keep him out of the news, because many people go to Google, they go to Facebook, they go to the comedy shows for their news. You know, and if they're only covering DeSantis, that's a way for them to keep Trump out of the news. But what's fascinating, and we talk about this all the time, is during primaries, many individuals will switch their political affiliation so they could vote for the least electable candidate, or who they think is going to be the least electable candidate. So let's say the Democrats are so happy that Trump is running, because they think Trump is not electable, but they're a little nervous about Nikki Haley or DeSantis. They'll switch their political party from Democrat to Republican, go vote in the primary, vote for DeSantis, or vote for Trump, let's say. So then Trump leads, and then they have now a Biden-Trump. They go back to Democrat and then vote for Biden. Same thing. If Republicans are like, okay, I don't know if Robert F. Kennedy's going to gain some traction. We really want, you know, to run against Biden. So let's switch to Democrat, go to the primary, vote for Biden, so we know Biden solidifies it. Biden's going to solidify it because the Democrats will look really, really bad not supporting the president they supported this whole time because they don't want to look like they failed. So, of course, the Democrats are going to support Biden, and the Republicans are going to be split and waiting to see who comes out ahead. DeSantis is having his issues with Disney, and there's you know, but you know, DeSantis and Trump think pretty similarly on things. And so DeSantis seems to have less drama on one end, but then on the other end, you know, if some people might think he's, you know, more extreme than Trump, and some people might think, you know, better to work with the person we know, I don't want to say devil, but the person you know than the person you don't know. So I wouldn't be surprised if we're going to have another Trump-Biden matchup. And if Trump doesn't want to sit there and take abuse from moderators who are not being neutral, he doesn't have to be up there. You know, that was one thing that I was kind of shocked about. Now, you know, I get that when you are running a debate, you have to come up with poignant questions, questions that people care about, and you bring it up to Reagan and Mondale and see how they answer that same question. Right? Or Bush, Gore. Or, you know, yeah, you just have to, or Obama, McCain. Here's the question: what would you do with healthcare? Go. But that's not like it. That's not what's happening. What's happening is they're okay. Now, former President Trump, this question is for you. How come blah 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 blah? And if the question is so much more nasty, then, you know, if I was a candidate, I would probably say, you know what, no. You ask us the same question. You don't interrupt us, you don't. But if you're going to be treating us differently, no. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. House Republicans hope to have the votes to pass a bill that would raise the debt ceiling and cut spending, but Democrats say it's a waste of time.
Every minute wasted on Speaker McCarthy's empty gesture is a minute we get closer to default and Republican-manufactured recession.
House Democratic Caucus Chair Pete Aguilar. Disney is suing Florida Governor Ron DeSantis over the reversal of a deal made by the outgoing members of a board that governs Disney property, the latest battle in the war that began last year when Disney spoke out against Florida's so-called Don't Say Gay law. Saying he wants to be the Trump alternative, former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson has declared his candidacy for the Republican presidential nomination. The Midwest is bracing for what forecasters say could be the worst flooding in 20 years. Record snowfall is melting. Already the gauges from St. Paul to Davenport along the Mississippi are above flood stage. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So some of you have noticed that I posted my transcript from college. Right? Found it interesting, made fun of me. I was surprised by what the transcript said. I was a little amazed. I had forgotten that I had gotten some C's, and you could see the C's. Actually, I don't think you guys could see it because it was on page 2. You saw all the A's. Yeah, that page got posted. Got A, A minus, A, A, A plus A. But then you saw the C's. C's were in the second page. That was when I got accepted to medical school, and I was working 3 part-time jobs throughout all of school, and I needed money. I needed to buy a better car than my Chevy Chevette that had no air conditioning and couldn't probably make the 8-hour drive. So I could do the drive in 7 hours as long as I only peed once. And so It's interesting because I forgot a lot of the classes I took. And I was kind of blown away. I knew I took Calculus 3. I didn't know I took Honors Calculus 3. That was interesting. I was pretty proud of myself. I thought I took a class after Biostatistics, but I didn't. After Biostatistics, I got a B-. And I was like, whoa. And that scared me. Because to get into medical school, you had to have a pretty good grade point average. So I stopped after that. And it's kind of interesting because you look back. There's classes on there I don't even remember taking. I remember taking urban horticulture. There was a class, Principles of Systematics. Now, it looks like I took that after statistics. I don't know why. I took apparently a general physics class after taking engineering physics. That had to have been a mistake. When I got done with physics, I fled physics as fast as possible. That was difficult. But one of you asked, did I go to multiple colleges? I had a transfer credit of 15 credits. I got those 15 credits, which now a lot of kids can do, from AP classes. So in high school, which I thought was probably the biggest gift ever because I didn't have money for college, so the more I could do for free, the better, even though you have to pay for the AP test. But I took AP classes in high school and was able to get 15 credits. 15 credits was a whole semester. So knocking a whole semester off allowed me to work while going to school and not have to take as heavy a load, even though many of these courses were pretty heavy. But apparently there's a lot of schools that allow college class credit, which is why I really think we need to change the way we do high school for everybody. I seriously think we should have high school where it ends junior year. Or end sophomore year, and then your college is junior and senior year, so everybody by the time they're 18 has an associate's degree. Now we don't have to pay extra for college. Now the tax dollars have already gone into people having a college degree. Get rid of summer vacation. You could easily, you know, do a trimester as opposed to semester. So many ways you can do it. But people have asked, you know, what were some of my non-science classes? So I had Perspective on Western Experience. I don't remember taking that class, but apparently I didn't. I got an A in it. I had Themes in American Civilization. I think I got an A- in that one. I took Special Topic. It says Special Topic Think. I don't remember what that was. And that bothers me. It bothers me that I don't remember some of the classes. I mean, I remember working. I worked at Jack in the Box. I tutored. I worked in the dorms so I could help pay for part of my rent. Don't remember taking a lot of those courses. I do remember my comparative anatomy. Comparative anatomy was a 5-level course. And that was the course where you would only get one question on your test. And sometimes just one question for the semester. And you had to answer it. So comparative anatomy, a test like that in that class, was, let's say you had to know your anatomy, your human anatomy, to the point where they said you were shot in the head and the bullet transferred to your pinky toe in your foot. Talk to us about all the veins and tell us how that bullet would move. Now, obviously a bullet doesn't get shot in the head, it stays in the head. But if it was to follow a path, all right, and it would go from the head to the tip, to the mini toe, what would be all the different vessels, all the different tissues it would pass by, all the different, and that was hard. And it would take you an hour to do that. And then you would get through and solve it, and hopefully you would get an A or a B. That's also the class I told you about where I really think you have the ability to talk to your professor out of a grade, out of failing, as long as you prove you did the work. So with comparative anatomy, we would have to learn, you know, about animals, the invertebrates to the vertebrates to the amphibians to the... So we had done a big segment and a big, let's say, course or unit on bony fish. And then the next week, we started reptiles. But the test fell on a Friday. So we learned about reptiles Monday through Thursday, but usually the tests would follow the units. And we had completed bony fish the following, you know, we went bony fish for weeks. So I knew my bony fish. I had everything memorized because the way those questions were is, you know, just vomit everything you know about bony fish on a piece of paper. That was your question, basically. Like, then you use the word vomit. It tells everything you know. So I sit down. I'm all ready. And I, to get into medical school, you need A's. And comparative anatomy was one of those courses that people would fail easily. So I sat down, pencil sharpened, ready for my bony fish question. And instead, it said, tell us everything you know about reptiles. And I'm like, say what? And everybody in the class is looking around at each other. We only had 3-4 days of reptiles, and as most students do, okay, they don't really concentrate on that when you're studying for what you think is going to be on the test. So we're just starting the unit. We barely know anything about reptiles. We didn't even study it because we were studying the other. And my one question for that semester or for that unit is on something I didn't study. I was going to fail. And you can't talk to the teacher. You can't bat your eyes. You can't offer to sleep with them. You just don't do that kind of stuff. So I had to make a judgment call. So I wrote what I knew about reptiles. But I wrote on my test, I go, sorry, I studied bony fish. So I hope you don't mind, but you're going to hear about bony fish. And I wrote pages. Not just a couple paragraphs, but I wrote page after page after page of every single flipping thing that I knew, that I studied. So he got it. And I should have failed, and he gave me a B- on that test. You won't see that on the transcript. You'll see a final grade of an A-. I would have gotten an A or an A+, but that test screwed me over because it was about reptiles. But I passed. You know, when I tell my kids that, they're like, oh, you're so lucky. Teachers would never do that. You know, my friends go, yeah, well, it's because you had boobies. No, it had nothing to do with that. When a teacher, and I've been an educator, right, if I fail a student, which is rare, it's because they blew it off. They completely had no concept, and if I passed them, I would be doing more harm to them than good. But with this, I think he was flattered. And I wanted him to know that I busted my butt studying the material, and I took that test seriously. Just luck of the draw, I didn't study an early part of the unit. I studied the whole unit, and I needed to show him that I did my job. So the moral to that is, you know, there's wiggle room. And before you fail, you know, if you busted your butt doing something, show your boss you know how to do that. Maybe it's not what they need, but they'll see your work ethic, they'll see your passion, and they'll see your respect. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
groom? Hey, Mal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALI, 1-877-DOCTOR-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So you know, some of your parents or grandparents have heard this term called equitable grading, where some schools are ditching the more traditional way to grade a student and using an equitable grading system. Some of you are kind of confused by it. As an educator myself, I get it. I see the pros and cons. But it's a little bit controversial. And interestingly, we have a Las Vegas school teacher. I'm from Las Vegas. Seen them make national news talking about why they do that in their school. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool for us to be trailblazers and, you know, seeing other people kind of follow what we do. We have the fifth largest school district in the country, Clark County School District. It has its work to do. We really have to do a better job getting these students proficient. And so many teachers who are educators and the ones who are in the trenches of education are offering other avenues and other ideas. And some people are rejecting them because they think they're woke. Others are rejecting them because they don't understand them. And then some are rejecting them because they just don't think it will work or be practical. So one thing I've noticed as a physician with parents bringing their kids in for ADD medicines or a possible diagnosis of autism is one thing I found very frustrating with school systems. And mind you, I myself went to 12 schools before I hit college. So I've had my share of seeing a variety of teachers, a variety of styles, a variety of things. And you have these super students that are not necessarily super, but they know how to, you know, what drives the teacher, knows what the teacher wants, knows how to, you know, get that A, memorize it, figure out what's going to be on the test, pass it, they're done. Do they know the material? Are they going to be? I was one of those students. I could get my A. I could get the A. I could pass it. I could do what it needs to. Do I remember it? As I just said in the preview, I don't even remember some of the classes that's on my transcript that I posted. I took that. Then you have the other students, some of the other students, who are like, but why? Why are we doing this? It doesn't make sense. And the teacher's like, it doesn't have to make sense. You just do it. You memorize it. You do it. And I remember kids being in my class with the times tables. Now, they learn times tables now, second, third grade, but when I went to school, it was the fifth grade. So we didn't do times tables till fifth grade. In both states that I moved to, I was in Maricopa County School District and I was in Clark County School District, you didn't get times tables till the fifth grade. And I remember in each class, some of the students who were struggling with it said, I don't get why we're doing it this way. Why are we memorizing numbers? Why aren't we figuring out a pattern? Well, if the teacher didn't know how to teach the pattern, even though there's a real cool pattern to the times tables. I didn't learn it until I was an adult. But as a kid, I'm like, it's just easier to memorize 5 times 5. Just do that. 9 times 5, 9 times 3, just memorize it because it works for me. But that doesn't work for everybody else. And so one thing I learned early on is you have some real intelligent people. Like in my family, I was the dumbest of all my siblings. I got the best grades, but they had more street smarts. So school aptitude doesn't necessarily reflect on one's intelligence. But the traditional grading system would penalize you for turning in your assignment late. Now some teachers, some parents go, well, that's right. If you didn't turn in your assignment, you were supposed to get it done. And you took 3 weeks when you were supposed to do it in 1 week, you're going to lose credit. And to some, that made perfect sense. To others, they were like, but I turned it in. I did the assignment. Maybe it takes me a little longer, but I did the assignment. Don't I get credit for doing the assignment? So equitable grading basically is evolving from the traditional bell curve or 100-point scale or whatever, and they don't necessarily punish you for turning in an assignment late or missing a class. You know, a lot of grades are based on your attendance. If you don't come to class, you get a lower grade. Now, one of the reasons why they're doing that is for equity. You have a student that's coming to class, and you have a student that's, you know, doing their job. Somebody else is not doing it, and they're getting the same grade. Well, then other students are like, well, why? I could sleep in. I might as well sleep in. Why am I? So one of the reasons why for years we had this is everybody had to be treated the same. They had to be, you know, if you're going to get an A, it's because you all did the same thing. It's not because of your race or creed or color or religion. It's because we can show that you answered the question. We could show you showed up. Nobody could say we were being biased, even though bias exists. But now they want to change that because they think that some of that more traditional form is still marginalizing individuals. And so how this equitable grading looks more at is, do you know the material? If you master the subject, they don't care about the deadlines. They don't care if you were late. They don't care how you did it, as long as you mastered the subject. So I'm mixed, because when I taught, I never let anybody fail. I don't think I've ever given a failing grade ever, because I felt if somebody failed, that was my fault. I didn't convey the material right. I've taught Sunday school. I've taught in a whole variety of venues. If somebody's failing, I felt that was my fault. You just can't teach it one way. You have to understand people learn differently, and it's your job to make sure everybody understands and you don't blow them off. So I kind of like the idea of knowing that the primary goal is knowing the material. Somebody figuring out how to get an A or getting a copy of somebody else of the previous test, an A, that's not learning. And so I hated story problems. You give me a story problem, I couldn't stand that. Give me a time test, I could do a time math test easy. And I would do it well. I was super fast. But you ask me to figure out a train going this many miles an hour and a plane, and if they collide, what happened? Don't give me that. I don't want to think. Well, then who's the better student? So, I really do think education needs to be revamped. And I think you should reward for good behavior. And if somebody's skipping class, and not they shouldn't get the same sort of reward as somebody who's following the rules. But on the flip side, if what we really care about is people knowing the material, then we might have to change the goals around. And as I said, I don't think a kid should be sitting in class on their butt for 8 hours. I don't think that's healthy. I think class should be shorter. It should be the material. You make sure they know the material. In fact, some teachers want to get rid of homework. Now, I remember I was pretty poor during this one time when we were supposed to turn in a project. And I didn't have money to buy the supplies. And I pieced together a couple things. And it turned out none of the kids even did the assignment. And it was a long assignment. And I bring it up to my teacher, Mrs. Barbero. And she goes, "What's this?" Because it took me a good week to do. And I said, "This was the assignment." She's like, "Oh, nobody did it, so don't worry about it." I go, "But I worked really hard on it." So she, looked at it pretty quickly and gave me a B. And I was like, "Gosh, I worked that hard. Couldn't I have gotten more credit for that?" So I understand that you have teachers that want to get rid of some of this sort of, inconsistency. But I would rather know that people are learning the material, they know how to apply it, they're not just gaming the system. But we also, the reason why we do homework is to make sure that they are reinforcing what they learn. So I don't know if we're going to find the right way yet, but I do love the fact that we are discussing it, because there might have to be an evolution. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.